Hey everybody, welcome to the Good Lion Podcast. Man, we are winding down season 9. What an amazing season it's been. What an amazing time it's been. We've been doing this show for almost 5 years, which is incredible to me. The time has just flown by. Today's episode is going to be a little different than usual. Instead of having a guest or discussing a specific topic, I wanted to take some time to give you all a little bit of an update on the show and where we're at and where we're headed. I think this is sort of a state of the show episode where I'll be sharing some behind the scenes insights, upcoming plans, and even actually a personal request for help with something I've been dealing with. So stay tuned for that. And first off, before anything, I want to say for those of you guys who've been listening to the show for years, or even you just started listening recently, we are so blessed that you listen to this show. We've been producing episodes for several years now, and it's been such a joy to see how this show has grown and evolved. We've had some incredible guests and just covered such an amazing range of topics. And we've gotten so much positive feedback from people. We've heard, man, this show is really helping me follow Jesus. This show is really pointing me to Christ. And that's really what it's all about. So we're so, so thankful. We love you guys. We're so thankful that you listen. And let's get into the state of the show. Okay, so first off, I have a ministry praise report. Many of you guys know that one of the local outworkings of this show has been, so Good Lion Podcast evolved into Good Lion Ministries, which then found a home locally in Yukon, Oklahoma, where I now direct what we are calling the Good Lion School of Discipleship, which is a gathering for young adults to help them study theology and discipleship and learn the way of Jesus. It's been an absolute blast doing it. We started the school in March of 2023, and it has been just an incredible time. I've just been blown away by what God has done in that ministry. It's been such a blessing to me to have local ministry to do. Again, I cannot tell you guys enough. I have loved the audience of this show, but I don't get to see you guys and talk to you guys on a regular basis. And just my heart as a pastor is I need local people that I can not just teach, but that I can pray with and go out to coffee with. And that's just the way God's made me. And so I've been praying for that for a long time. And I've just been so blessed by this opportunity. I'm working together with just a group of great local youth and young adults pastors who've really opened up the door for me to be able to do this with their people and with two different churches. It's been amazing. And it's been so good for me to be able to be teaching from the scriptures again every month. We just wrapped up our first semester of the year, and we'll be taking a break for the summer before starting back up again for semester 2 in August. During the first semester, we covered a range of topics in the theology of God, including what it means to be made in the image of God, what are the covenants, what is eternal life, what's heaven and earth. We also talked about the theology of the gospel, just diving into the person of Jesus as the Messiah and the gospel of the kingdom and what is the day of the Lord. We even spent an entire month on the concept of sin, understanding what is the nature of sin, like where did it come from? Who created it? What is the actual effect of sin on our lives? I'm thrilled to report that we've had a consistent group of around 23 students coming, which has honestly been more than I expected because I tend to downplay anything I'm doing. I don't usually expect much from myself, but I've learned I need to start expecting much from the Lord. So we've had about 23 people coming. I've been blown away by the engagement and the hunger for learning that I've seen in these students. We've got people ranging from 16 years old all the way up to like people in their early 30s. It's been an incredible time. And like I said, it's been people from two different churches. So it's been so cool to see the body of Christ coming together. If you're interested in learning more about what we're doing at the Good Lion School of Discipleship, you can visit our website at goodlion.school. And there you can find out more about the school and look into some of our resources that we posted and even support our mission if you'd like to. Check it out. I would be so blessed if you would. Now, I want to let you guys know about some changes that are coming up for this podcast. As you guys know, we absolutely love this ministry. We think it's so important. And we are actually reaching more people now than we ever have before. I think our audience has, since we started, it's grown 10 times the size as it was in our first year, which we're just blown away at that. We want to steward this show well. We don't want to just put out content for the sake of content. We want to put out our best work. And so as a reminder, you know, this show is not just the kind of show where we do interviews every week. We actually aim to have kind of a back and forth between interviews and then episodes that are deep dives into theological topics, Q&A, episodes that are actually theology classes condensed into podcast form, all sorts of approaches. However, things are just really busy right now. With the CGN conference coming up at the end of June and with my job at CGN, I've just got tons of work to do prepping for that conference. I'm actually going to be teaching a workshop with my friend Pastor Nick Cady about doubt and deconstruction, helping pastors learn how to walk young people through that, which I am like really excited about. And then afterwards, I'm going on vacation for a few weeks in California with my family. With all of that in mind, we decided that instead of just posting nothing for a couple months while we take a break, we're actually going to dip into the archives and pull out some of our best stuff from the early seasons of the show. Like I said, our show has grown in audience about 10 times over since we started. And when we look at the analytics, we can see that a lot of our older stuff from the earlier seasons, even stuff from before a year ago, that's when our audience kind of exploded, was a year ago. So even some of the stuff from before last year has not been heard by the majority of new people who are a part of the people who listen to this show. So with that in mind, we just want to pull out some of those classic episodes because we think the content still stands. Even if the audio quality is not as good, we want to have as many people hear it as possible. So stay tuned for some classic episodes coming your way. Give them a listen. We think they're going to be really helpful. Now, I want to clue you guys into something to look forward to. My beloved co-host Brian Higgins and I have started recording some more episodes together. Amazing. Some of you longtime listeners may have noticed that Brian has not been on the show quite as much lately, and that's just because he's been really busy between his full-time job, raising a toddler, and local ministry work at his church. Brian and I are both in the busiest season of our lives ever since we both had our kids around the same time. But we had a meeting about this and we decided to try to schedule one big recording session per month where we would record multiple episodes together. And I'm just excited about that. I mean, we've already recorded a few episodes that you guys will hear next season. I mean, to me, the Good Lion Podcast is not the Good Lion Podcast without Brian. And so I'm really glad that he'll be involved in the upcoming season. In addition to that, I've got some really great eschatology episodes that I've recorded with my friend Nick Cady and also with Professor Daryl Bach, who, for those of you guys who are nerds and you're into seminary and theology stuff, Bach is an absolute legend, and he dives into the realities of progressive dispensationalism, which for those of you guys listening who are a part of the Calvary crew, I think you'll find that especially fascinating. We're also going to be doing some episodes that touch on some of the things I've been teaching over at the Good Lion School of Discipleship, which I think you guys will be really blessed by. We've got tons of great ideas for the show and what to do next, and I really just want to keep bringing content that is helpful, encouraging, and inspiring to you guys as you follow Christ. And we've got a ton of great guests that we want to book. There's even people that we wanted to book this season and it didn't work out. And I even want to start going after some people in that theologian space. I've got this dream list of guests, and I think it's finally time to start chipping away at it a bit. So stay tuned for that. Okay, to wrap this up, I want to actually close by asking for help with something. And this is not exactly easy for me to do because I've just never been someone who finds it easy to ask for help. But I think it's biblical. It's just hard to ask for help sometimes. I'm actually in a season of life where I've got this crazy fork in the road where I feel like God has called me to actually pursue seminary education. I've got this incredible opportunity to study under Professor Gary Brashears, who's just such a mentor and legend to so many people that have been mentors to me. It's a 3-year program for a master's degree in applied biblical leadership. And for someone like me who, when I think about my future and what I want to be doing, honestly, I want to be somebody throughout my entire life who takes every opportunity I can to help other people follow Jesus and learn theology and learn about who God is and his character and what he's about. And so when I think about my future and what I want to do, I mean, I could see myself wanting to pursue maybe even teaching at a Bible college or a seminary, like professionally. So that's for me why I feel compelled to pursue this kind of education. And I was actually able to do one semester online, which was fantastic. Such a great time in that class. I made so many new friends, and Gary was just amazing. But then I was told by some colleagues that it would be good for me to take some time off because there was actually going to be a new branch of Gary's cohort that would be opening here in Tulsa, Oklahoma in the fall. And I was just like, yes, that is amazing. I'm in Oklahoma. Gary's coming to Oklahoma. This is going to be great. So I've been taking a break, waiting for things to start back up. And in that period of waiting, I actually ended up having a setback. See, I've got a great job with CGN. I work for them as their content strategy director. I initially started working for them as their podcasting director when I first started the Good Lion Podcast Network. And eventually my role has grown to now overseeing all of our content stuff and our content team and department. It's an awesome job, and I'm so thankful for it. But as a single income dad who is choosing to spend his free time doing ministry work and spending time with my family rather than side hustling, it's been a challenge. I went through a season when I first moved out here to Oklahoma where it was just nothing but side hustle, just constant, just hustling and freelance work. And the Lord has brought me into, thankfully, a new season where I've been able to focus a bit more. And for a while, God was really providing because I had one really good side client that paid pretty decently for some specific tasks and skill sets that they needed from me. And it was the kind of thing I could do every month and then use that side income to help pay for seminary. Well, recently that business has been struggling and they've not been giving me any side work since October of last year. And that puts me in a bind because it makes it a lot harder for me financially to attend seminary. I really want to be dedicated to doing this. I really want to make this happen no matter what. I'm trusting the Lord to provide, and I'm even willing to pick up extra work if I have to. But the thing is, I'm just so busy right now. This is the busiest I've ever been in my entire life. And I feel called to remain dedicated both to being a good husband and father to my wife and my son, Jack, and also to devote as much of the extra time I have to do ministry work. That's my primary goal and calling. That's what I feel led to do with my life. And there have been so many times in the past where I've had the opportunity to just take on a bunch of side work and make a bunch of extra money, but then I felt like the Lord told me that what I actually need to do is just focus on the main things that he has in front of me and trust him to provide. That's actually a specific thing that he spoke to me about when I was a youth pastor. I was trying to do this crazy full-time youth ministry job, and then also I was trying to do freelance on the side, and God spoke to me and said, hey, just trust me. Just focus on the main things, be a good husband and be a good youth pastor and trust me to provide. And so in this season, I feel him saying the same thing. I feel stretched really thin and I want to be the best husband, the best father, the best employee for CGN, the best podcast host, the best ministry director for the Good Lion School Discipleship. I'm just realizing in this season, I can't keep piling things on myself. That's what I've done in the past, but it's brought me to the brink of burnout at times. And so yeah, I'm just humbly asking for people's help. I'm humbly asking that if people want to support me in that way, if they feel that the Lord is leading them, if they've listened to this show at any point and it's blessed them and they'd like to give back, if anyone feels that way and they'd like to help contribute to my studies and help fund my seminary journey so that I can become a better pastor, a better teacher, a better host of this show, a better leader, I mean, I would be so blessed. I'm just throwing that out there to see if anybody's interested. And I don't have any expectations of anyone. Like, I trust the Lord is going to provide no matter what. But as I've been praying about it, I feel like what I need to do is just humbly put myself out there. Theological education is so important to me. Not to get puffed up with pride, but to become the kind of person with a deeper understanding of Christ and who he is and what he's about and what he's doing in the world. So if you're interested in helping, the link to do so is goodlion.org/help. That's goodlion.org /help. I've got a GoFundMe set up, and 100% of any money that comes into that will go into a special bank account that is just for my seminary payments. I feel like that kind of transparency is really important. I don't plan on using it for anything else. I'm just trying to let go, and I'm just trying to trust that the Lord might be doing something. And like I said, again, if nobody donates anything, I am confident that he will still provide in some other way, whether that's another side job or something else. I'm trying to just put my life in the hands of the Lord and say, I trust you. And really to close this out, you know, and maybe this will be an encouragement to some of you guys, but I'll just remind you of something I've said many times on this show. In my life right now, I feel stretched so thin, and I get constantly frustrated that I don't feel like I have enough resources. Like, I don't feel like I have enough money. I don't feel like I have enough time. So, man, like, ever since I had my son, those two things, those of you guys listening who are dads, you know what this economy is doing to our mental state. So, yeah, I mean, not to sound like just such a typical dad, but this economy, I feel like, is turning a lot of us millennial dads into boomers really quick, if you know what I mean. It's just, man, so many times when I look at what I want to do with my life, you know, I just don't have the resources to make this vision come into light. And the Lord has really been speaking to me about that over the years and pointing me to the story of the loaves and fishes. Because you've got that kid, right? And Jesus comes to him and says, let's feed this crowd. And the kid's like, I wish I could give you, you know, all of the fish and all of the loaves in the world, but I've only got a few. And Jesus is like, hey, I can work with that. And he multiplies it and he makes something out of it. And that's consistently what God has shown me over the years. Like, I have so much self-doubt. With this show, there was so many times where I didn't want to continue with it because I thought, you know, oh man, you know, in a previous season, we did 20 episodes. And this season, I think I can only do 12. I don't only have margin for this much. And if I can't do things at the level I want to do it, I'm just going to give up. And God just keeps kind of smacking me in the face and saying, what are you doing? Trust me. Give me what you have and trust me to multiply it. And I've seen that with this podcast. I've seen that with the Good Lion School of Discipleship. I've seen that at a wider level with what God is doing in CGN as a whole. I work with an amazing team of people. It's this small little team that is trying their best to serve thousands of churches around the world. And every week we're just like, guys, how are we going to pull this off? And I've just seen God take what we do and multiply it in ways that I never expected. So that's what I'm trying to approach this with, to have that faith to be like, God, however you want to provide, I trust that you'll do it. And I'm just going to give you what I have, the time that I have, the margin that I have. I'm going to try to steward it well, and I'm going to trust you to make up the difference. So that's my attitude with it. And listen, if you're listening and you're like, oh man, my heart goes out to what Aaron's dealing with seminary, but I don't have any finances. Like, I would love some prayer. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me on social media at just at Aaron Salvato, or you can email me at aaronsalvato@calvarychapel.com. But I'd love to hear from you. I'd love some prayer, some encouragement. Just knowing that people are praying, like, that is a huge amount of support. And God has used that consistently over the last 5 years for me. Just knowing that there are people in my life where, you know, maybe they can't afford to donate to the ministry work I'm doing, but man, just knowing that they're praying for me is worth more than finances. So yeah, if you'd love to be praying for me and this show and the ministry work I'm doing with the School of Discipleship and with my seminary journey, please don't hesitate to reach out. I'd love to hear from you guys. All right, enough of that. Thank you for listening, everybody. Next week, we are going to be starting on Monday, releasing some classic episodes. So stay tuned for that. I think you're really going to enjoy it. We're going all the way back to our first series, the Righteousness miniseries. I think it's going to be really encouraging. It's one of my favorite episodes. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Good Lion Podcast. And until next time, this is Aaron signing off.